Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Got the band back together on a perfect day because we have a band coming in.
See? Ironic, isn't it?
It all fell into place just as we planned it. We didn't plan any of this. Everything is improv. We are looking forward to today because we got a lot of fun things to get to. I'll get to the music in a moment. We are going to get into this morning, not only catching up with the United Way, but we are also going to get into four things to look forward to in September.
Oh, I look forward to everything September.
It's
and even more so October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This, as we get colder, I know you get happier. 9 stats and facts for Labor Day. We'll talk about that as well as what we're buying for Labor Day weekend. What's the other one here? Wanted to look at. Oh yeah, I got one here for you. And I really am doing this to not just you, Terry. It's to a lot of people in my life. I'll have more on that in a second. 9 country stars who got rejected by The Voice and The Idol.
Oh, there we go. But they're stars.
They're stars. Yeah. But just didn't work out on those shows. I noticed. I saw my daughter Bria this weekend.
Yeah.
Bria loves foxes. So I have gotten her a lot of fox things.
Like an actual animal, like a little fox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The last thing, it was this little wooden glasses holder of a fox, and she could put her glasses on.
I didn't know
on,
if you meant like Fox that. News. Or
no.
You mean the animal. All right.
Yes. But I've overdone it, in the last year. I've gotten her so many. And I do the same thing to my mom with the Coca-Cola stuff, and I'm doing this to you with the country music thing.
Well, it's okay. So I have, this is funny, I have pigs. I like pigs.
Okay.
So I have some different hangings and displays, but then all of a sudden somebody will find that out, and then they go hog wild on pigs. But you know what I mean? All of a sudden, every time I see them, they're handing me a new pig thing, and I'm like, thanks, but I'm a little choosy about my pigs, you know?
My poor mother, literally, there is nothing under the sun that has Coca-Cola on it that she does not own by now, because she has 3 kids, and every one of us have done this. I got to get better about that. We have got a good show with other stuff going on today as well. In just a little bit, we'll get into our National Day of Calendar, and then in the 8 o'clock hour, not only Misty's mini birthday and anniversary club, we're going to make you a star of the day. Terry and I are going to play a famous TV show theme song. You call in with the correct answer of what movie that or TV show that's from. You'll win 2 Concord mixers, 2 value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Looking forward to that.
That sounds awesome.
And we'll also, in the 8 o'clock hour, have some good stories, then a right stories, and plenty more there. Because in the 9 o'clock hour, Terry and I step back and give the WFHR stage to our friends from Heartstrings, as it is FRM Fridays.
And you definitely want to listen.
Yeah.
They it's kind of obnoxious. They just ooze love.
It really is. It really, no.
all due respect to Ben and Katie. They're fabulous, but it is funny because when they were here the last time with you and I, I'm like, oh, you guys.
Yeah. Those young couples that have been, even though, and it's just not only as much in love as they are, as talented as they
Absolutely.
Are, Terry.
And it's super cute, but
that's
it's
the
also
best way
kind
I
of
can
like,
swing that.
What in the world?
Looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Maybe it'll rub off on you.
Maybe.
Probably not.
In the 10 o'clock, I'm moving on. In the 10 o'clock, in the 10 o'clock hour, we'll wrap up Morning Magazine for the week with a jam-packed hour for you. In part one, Representative Scott Krug going to be in with us. We always look forward to catching up with Scott. Always an open, honest conversation. And I, as part of that, because Scott comes and and does this show with me, I promise him at least 4 or 5 minutes of Brewer talk at the end of it.
So you promise him.
He does a good job.
He does.
He deserves it.
Oh, that's the reward.
Yes.
I was kind of wondering why you put that at the end. You used to kind of banter with it a little bit at the beginning, but now it's the reward at the end.
Yeah. Because usually we end up having a deep conversation, and these guys, every one of our representatives, I try to do it with every one of them. Katrina, Senator Tustin, everybody. I like to have a lighter moment with these guys. I like to show the human side of them.
For sure.
Especially this time of year when things are so heated.
Well, and it'll be great to hear from, Scott and what's happening. And I know he's been busy knocking on doors and, connecting with constituents.
Things.
So, yeah.
See, that's the other part of it. I enjoy talking with him in particular about is because he is still on the ground. Hearing from him literally from what's going on with people in town.
And it is kind of fun to hear... Or I can imagine. I guess I don't hear it that often, but it is kind of fun to ask him, what are you hearing? You know what I mean? Like, when you knock on someone's door, what is it that they're, what are they saying to you? What are they telling you? And I mean, we could guess.
But it is a transparent and open conversation every time him and I get together, and looking forward to it. And that'll be at 10:06. Then at 10:30 today, Connie Tomsky-Fayville from Friends of Rapids Music will be in.
Awesome.
That is just working out perfectly, considering, of course, it's FRM Fridays. Connie and I will be talking about FRM Fest coming up Saturday, September 10th. Looking forward to that. I've been honored to be able to be the MC last year. I will be again this year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Very cool.
Get to go to one of my favorite spots in all of Wisconsin, Robinson Park. I love Robinson Park. I don't know. I just have so many memories over at that place.
You know, when I was a kid, I can remember going there. And I don't know. It always seemed like so big, and there was so much there. And that is, isn't it funny? Like, then when you're an adult, you're like, oh, it's a normal park.
Yeah, pretty much. One of the things that we are looking forward to a little bit later is carrying some high school football for you on our sister station, WIRI. Be sure to catch 105.5 650 tonight, Assumption at Pittsville. The Royals taking on the Panthers. Randy Paul on the call, y'all. Don going to run the board. When you put those two together, you know it is going to sound good.
So who are we covering for high school football? Are we covering Rapids to Lincoln, or just Assumption?
I can tell you right now that Assumption, Nakusa, those are the ones we are trying to get. We're trying to get as much as we can. We have Randy, and we have a very short list after that.
Yeah.
And then we also have a, we're still collecting sponsors for these games. This year is going to be a little more more hit and hit than hit and miss. But next year is what we're really looking forward to, of being able to cover these three major, along with Port Edwards, and as much as, honestly, as we can cover. We want to.
I just was looking for a game last week, and I couldn't find it. And so then I was like, oh, maybe we're just not at that point yet. So.
And the cool thing that we have with this going on, so let's say that we have a rafter, or in the season that we're in, we cover Badger football and Badger basketball.
Yep.
So let's say that there's a Badger football game going on or something, but it coincides with something else.
With
that
a high school, something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yep.
Well, then that's where our sister station comes in, 105.5. We can carry games on there as well. Sometimes it'll be in an Assumption or an Nakusa game. We'll be sure to let you guys know, give you guys a heads up about where those are going to be, certainly. It's fun to have high school football back in general, but then to be able to be as a station, be able to go back to what we used to do. Well, I was talking to Mike, one of our new owners, and Mike was telling me he really likes that nobody else in Civic Media has sports. We're the ones that have sports with the Badgers and that. Spoiler alert, Mike from Madison, huge Badger fan. So this has been kind of cool.
Kind of surprised none of his other stations carry it.
Right. It's been very exciting for him and the staff and everybody. And along with that, the high school sports that we can cover here, which, as I was telling Mike, that's something that we used to do for years, decades. We covered the major high schools around here and everything. Times got tough. We lost a lot of sponsorship, lost some bodies around here. We're getting some of that back, and going to be able to do more of that again. And that also includes, of course, what we've always done, carrying Assumption basketball, as much of the Cranberry Classic. I mean, all these things that we've been doing, we're just looking to do more and do it better. I like the idea of. And I've been hearing this a lot in a lot of different fields. Not one in particular, but the majority of them I have been. We need to do better. And we can do better. And I like that. I like that approach. I like that more and more people in different facets and different fields are taking that approach to things.
Well, and if we could just clone Randy Paul, we'd be fine.
One of these
all
days.
All would be well.
One of these days, we're going to. It's either him or I'm going to bring Dave Mueller out of retirement. Force Dave to come out.
I love Dave. Yeah.
God, I miss Dave. Dave's awesome. Yeah. And we love Randy. We appreciate everything Randy does, which does remind me that, and you just kind of set me up there, Terry. I wanted to remind the audience that we will be off Labor Day, which means there will be none of our original shows like Playmakers where Randy joins us. And looking forward to being back here with you Tuesday, but enjoy your Labor Day.
And looking forward to a long weekend, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, take it. You don't get them very often.
Could you text me Monday just to remind me I don't need to come in here?
Sure,
you want me to
do that at like 4:30?
That'd be great.
I'm not going to be up.
How are things going?
I also have the day off.
Right on, brother. and after Morning Magazine today, be sure to catch Seth with Over the Back Fence. Today is the last day of Over the Back Fence, everybody. Now, it will be going on, and I can confirm this. I have a little breaking news for everybody. Over the Back Fence is going to be being moved. It will be starting next week on Tuesday. We will have our new lineup going on. And that will mean that As Goes Wisconsin will be from 11, 12, the three-hour block there. Kristen
Bailey's, like 11 to 2?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Over the Back Fence will be being moved to Saturdays. So the way this is going to work is we'll on Saturdays, starting next Saturday.
So September 10th.
Yeah, thank you. We will kick things off with Outdoors with Dan Small at 6. Then we will have Empowering Caregivers at 7 a.m. Two really fun shows covering a wide dynamic of things. I really like Dan's show. I love a show focused on empowering caregivers. It's a really nice idea.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. What time does that go?
7 a.m.
7. Okay.
8 a.m., Terry Talks Nutrition, brought to us by our great friends at Family
Natural
Foods.
Newsflash, not this Terry.
Yes, he spells it with a Y.
It's Terry Naturally.
It. Yeah, yeah. It's a great show. We got Morning Cannolis at 9 and then 10. And then at 11 a.m., we'll be Over the Back Fence in its new time slot. It'll be the same show as it's always been.
Is it an hour?
Just on Saturdays. Yep.
Okay.
It'll be from 11 to noon.
Who's hosting?
We're kind of working on that just yet. We may even have a rotation. We'll see. But we're definitely going to have a show on Saturday starting September 10th Over the Back Fence, 11 to noon, leading perfectly into the Sunshine Polka Show featuring Tim Hubbelt.
Nice. So that'll be at noon.
Yeah.
Cool.
Tim will be at noon with the Sunshine Polka Show, where that show's been for a little bit now. And then we'll have Native Roots right after that at 1, a wonderful show. If you have not heard that show, I encourage you to give it a chance. It's a really fun show. Sundays, as you expected it to be, you'll have Seth Faces to Music from 6 to 8, so that's not moving anywhere. And we're looking forward to this opportunity for Over the Back Fence to have one day a week to really hammer. And having it back on Saturdays gives people that are usually working that time, like the normal time it's on right now from 11 to noon, one of the bits of feedback I've heard going way back to my first run here at WFHR was it's a tough time slot for people to call in. That has been, you know, the case for a long time now. We're hoping that moving it to Saturday will give us an opportunity to get more calls and take care of you guys a little bit better.
So can you still email?
Yeah, yeah.
So you could still, I mean, so if you're thinking about the fact that you want to sell the trunk in your your spare bedroom, if you're thinking about it on Tuesday, it could still get emailed in and then read on Saturday. Yep. I mean, just if you have a conflict or something.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, this is one of those things that where there might be little kinks or things that we got to work out, you know, as we go along here. We'll do that together. We'll figure that out together with our audience because we got the best listeners in radio. And we'll enjoy this. It's going to be a fun process. Got some other really unique, fun show ideas that we're working on that I feel very confident the audience is going to like. So that's going to be exciting. More on that as it comes along. But just programming notes right there, things to keep in mind for the audience. Did want to catch up with you about the United Way. I know this is a fun time of year for you guys.
Yeah, here we go. campaign officially kicked off yesterday.
Yes.
But we've been doing, you know, a lot of campaign work through the whole month of August. We have through yesterday, we have about 10% of the campaign in. And that's about right in line with where we normally are. A lot of that is foundation gifts and some grants and those kinds of things that we seek out as a staff. We actually, you know, kicked off the employee giving with WRPS schools last week on Monday. So that was really, you know, when we kind of got things going. So actually, I guess that was this week, Monday, last Monday.
Time is a flat circle. It doesn't matter.
You know, time is something. So we are definitely rolling with that. We are celebrating our 80th birthday this year. Mm-hmm. And so for the month of September, we have kind of a cool birthday challenge going on. So we encourage people to hop on our website, uwswac.org, and check that out. It's just a little checklist, you know, of some different things. Like one of the most fun ones so far for me is one of the options is mail us a birthday card.
Yeah.
And it's been kind of fun to see those, you know, making their way in and the little notes people put on them and that kind of thing. So, you know, really that's where we're at, is just really promoting the campaign. The beauty of United Way is individual community members making a donation to impact local community programs. And so your donation is combined with Pam's donation, with Seth's donation, and that's where the large impact comes from, as we all put our funds together. So that's, you know, that's really what fall is about for us, is collecting all of those individual donations. And then collectively, those investments will help to fund 29 local programs right here in our community. So in a variety of areas, one of them is, just as an example, Park Place Adult Day Service. So this is a respite care program where you can hopefully keep your loved one at home longer because you have some support where you could take them to the day service while you get some other things accomplished. So that's one of the programs. Lots of youth programs, Boys and Girls Club, YMCA, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. We also fund Focus, which includes the SWEPS Food Pantry, the Neighborhood Table Community Meal Site, and Weekend Backpacks Program. Senior citizen groups, keeping, you know, the idea of them checking in on each other and socializing together and not being isolated. So, you know, that's just, I probably right there covered about a dozen of the 29, right? So there's a lot of great ways that your donation, and even as small of a donation as a dollar a week, $52 a year, can make a huge, huge impact. And so, you know, really just encourage people to continue to donate if they have been donating, possibly consider an increase. But if you haven't been donating or have never donated, we really encourage you to give it a shot. And all of the dollars stay here. We serve Southwood County and Adams County, and we even keep that separate. You know, so dollars raised in Adams support programs in Adams. Right. Dollars raised here support programs here. So it is a really, I can't think of another way that one donation can have as great of a, you know, the breadth of impact that you have with United Way.
There's so many people out there that I hear from. They want to make an impact. They want to do some good. They want to help their community. They want to do as much as possible. Like most people with good hearts, they want to do literally cover all bases and hit on this, and this. And there's very few opportunities where you get a chance to do that. And you guys give people that opportunity. It's one of the things that you can do to make a quick impact, too. And that's something that I think a lot of people like and appreciate as well. And it feels good doing. I have to come back to that every time. It feels so darn good being a part of these things, whether you're volunteering or you are putting an investment in your community. It goes a long way for your own mental health as well.
Absolutely. And so we do also have a volunteer center at United Way, which connects, you know, people with nonprofits that have needs. We also offer the 2-1-1 program to the community. So if you have a need, you know, maybe you're struggling with something, or you know someone who has some kind of a need, or maybe it's as simple as, you know, I've got a set of furniture that's in good condition that I'd like to donate, you know, things like that. So you can call 2-1-1 for all of those reasons. And I guess the last thing, James, I just want to bring up is that I'm hoping Tuesday, but possibly Wednesday next week, we will be launching our Reading Mentor program for this year. Yeah. So if you've been a mentor in the past or you would like to be a mentor, we will have an online sign up where you can look at, you know, which schools are participating, what time slots might work for you. You sign up, then I send you the information about the background check. You go through the background check, and then the week of October 10th, we will have members of our community engaging in classrooms around literacy.
That's so much fun. It's a wonderful time of year with that. And we're looking to have a wonderful campaign. We'll talk more about this as we go along. You can find out more by going to uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media as well. It's a great follow. We'll come back with more as our National Day of Calendar is just waiting for us right here on Mornings on WFHR. Good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, everybody. Terry and James here with you. You got to flip that switch, Terry.
That's right.
It is time to get into our National Day of Calendar for this September 2nd, 2022. And at the very last second, yes, I did realize that it is still September.
Okay,
a second.
Sold on the very first one up there. Maybe you were saving that for last, but
I hit right on it. It is National Lazy Moms Day.
First of all, I would challenge you to find a lazy mom.
Right?
Yeah. But moms should have the opportunity to be lazy for a day. Yeah, right? Like, so maybe that, I should say, be a lazy mom for a day.
Yeah. The change of
pace. But I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah. There is certainly not enough of those days. There's it is hard to get, the moms that you're talking about, Terry, which I believe is the overwhelming majority of mothers out there. It is hard to get them to just stop. Just stop for a second, let alone be lazy. Good luck. Good luck with that one. Go ahead. And you know what you're also your challenge is today? Find out what your mother wants for her birthday. Like, good luck. Good luck. Oh, you don't have to get me anything. Oh, don't worry about
it. Your mom will start saying it if she's getting too much Coke stuff.
Yeah, actually, yeah, right? She probably might have to direct me a little bit better. That is so National Lazy Moms Day. It is your reminder to lend a hand and give your mom a much-deserved break. So this is a great day to help out moms.
Awesome.
That's a good one. I like that one. A great way to start things off. Spalding Baseball Day. Come join us to witness the dramatic moments of a baseball game while hitting a fly ball. Plenty of baseball still to watch. MLB baseball going strong. Pierce Your Ears Day. Beauty is sometimes painful. Join us as we dive into the background of ear piercing.
Oh, did you ever have a pierced ear? Had to have.
Yes, because I was a kid and they went to high school in the 90s.
Well, that's what I was like, because you don't have an earring now, though, do you?
No. I took them out right away.
You had to have had one.
I had
them. Not to stereotype you.
No, but. You're right. I had them for what feels like a week. And then it was around that time that I realized that I had to start. Because back then, you had to worry about having piercings and tattoos if you were an actor. Now, it don't matter. Now, right. It's actually, it might even be a good thing to have them. But back then, it was a concern. You had to kind of worry about that, if it would affect you getting cast in a role.
Sure.
Because you had some big gauges in or something like that. And that was enough for me to like, I don't need to be a pirate that bad. I don't need that's pretty much the only casting I'm getting to look at the way I do. Is a pirate? You want to play a pirate? No, I don't want to play a pirate anymore. I'm sorry, it's all we got.
That's all we got.
3000 BC is the earliest known occurrence of ear piercings. The mummy or Otizi of Iserman, a man who lived around 300,000 BC, is found with ear piercings. Egyptian ear piercings, evidence of Egyptian piercings their ears, is shown in King Tut's mummy, which had elaborate gold and earrings. So this
interesting.
Is
interesting.
And there's one other tie-in here. Julius Caesar makes gold earrings popular again. Caesar is kind of the one that got the ball rolling as far as the next, after BC, I should say.
I'm kind of glad
not after, but during.
Ears. Because what if they would have picked, like, you know, your your fat under your arm or whatever? Like,
What if this all got rolling with, like, the belly button being piercing or, like, something like that?
You know what I mean? Like, something totally random. Yeah. Or, like, I'm not a big fan of lips being pierced. That's not really a look that I... like.
There's I've seen so many different piercings, and I've seen like at least one person be able to pull off every kind of piercing I've seen, so I don't really have too much against them. But for me personally, it's just one more thing to get in the way. But I will say, with my Egyptian and my Italian heritage, that was one of the things, of the reasons I did get piercings at first, was because of that. Acting trumped that, so right. that went out the window. But I think
you're right. Like, I could handle that. Yeah, you know, I mentioned the lip, but for me, it's like less is more. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you have your eyebrow and your nose and your lip, then it's just a little too much.
I think there was a time when that was all right.
Or like if you're connecting them.
Just kind of, yeah, that is too much for me too. I hear you. And just bringing this full circle, about 1500 AD, upper class gentlemen in Renaissance era England sport earrings made of gold, pearl, or stone. It's kind of interesting how fads go in and out.
Yeah.
National Food Bank Day, one of the best ones out. National Lazy Mom Day is great. This is really good. Take time to learn about food banks and the good that they do for their communities. It's an important one.
Absolutely.
There are a few things that feel as good as, you know, when the United Way has their United We Can event with the rafters every year and bringing a canned good down there. All these great businesses and nonprofits coming together to put all that food. And you and I, Terry, every time we're looking at those sculptures, and they're cool. The imagination's great. But we see food. We see people getting their food. And I, speaking of my mother, one of the best gifts she gave us as kids when we were in the projects in Chicago, one of the things we did on holidays was go to a soup kitchen and hand out. And I can remember being a kid and being very confused. Like, wait, shouldn't we be in line?
Shouldn't we be eating?
Did we get in the wrong line, Mom? Did we? No, it mattered to her to show that there is not only, it can always be worse, but to have perspective, but that... But you help others by helping yourself. You get what you put into life. So much of this, and
that's awesome.
Food banks are incredibly important. Food soup kitchens, these kind of things are incredibly important. And so many people out there hurting that I don't We were talking about this yesterday, Laura and I, about Alice Report that United Way does and how thankful we are, and I know a lot of other people are, because there's been people screaming for a long time, hey, we're hurting, and there's not really been the data to back it up. And growing up the way we did, Terry, with a upper class, middle class, lower class, that kind of thing, a lot of people are still stuck in that mindset. That has changed. It's just basically the filthy rich and the rest of us now. And most people are so close to, you know, financial ruin.
Sure.
And a lot of the, what is one of the first things that gets tickered at? It's food.
Yeah. And so, yeah, you're right. So 42% of our community struggles, you know, financially. And so, and food is part of that. But food is one way that we can help support, right? And help help alleviate some of that stress when an unforeseen situation happens. You know, car breaks down, something needs to be repaired. So, yeah, food banks are very important.
Big shout out to Focus and all the great work that they do. It is National Blueberry Popsicle Day.
Mm.
That sounds pretty good, actually. I'm going to try that.
You know, I really only like fresh blueberries. I don't like blueberry stuff.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling something like that was coming.
I don't know why. I do like blueberries, you know, the berries, but I don't know.
Yeah, eat your own.
But I'll take a popsicle. I mean, a regular popsicle.
Mm-hmm. That does sound pretty good. It is also National College Colors Day. By rocking your college colors and apparel, you show spirit and school pride.
That's cool.
On Wisconsin. Side note, Wisconsin Badgers kicking off their college football season tomorrow right here on this station at 4 o'clock.
Very exciting.
Yeah, just for no reason bring that up just now. Also, Calendar Adjustment Day. Join us as we learn more about the fascinating history behind this day. So basically, the calendars have been adjusted throughout time, really, you know, and that's essentially what the day is about. I do find that... I'm not going to bore the audience. I find that stuff really interesting. I like history. But there's a lot of, you know, and on the third day, they, you know, and I'm not going to do that to you guys. I'm trying to keep you awake. I'm not trying to put you to the Roman calendar.
Well, let's put the lazy moms to sleep. Let's let them have a nap.
There you go. We want to encourage moms to be lazy, but that doesn't mean that you want to take, you know, you can be lazy about your manners. Bring your manners to work day. That's a good one. I like that one. There is never a bad time to carry some manners.
I was just trying to think. It's been a really, really long time since I've worked with somebody that was, like, just rude. You know what I mean? Like we just don't really have that. We have a pretty small group, but that is kind of funny.
I think we can say the same thing here. Although it is one of those situations where I'm saying this and I'm realizing, wait a minute, what if I'm the rude one? What if I just don't pick up on it?
I'll conduct an anonymous survey.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And one more for you, Bison 10 Yell Day. It's a wacky holiday that celebrates a number of things. The 200th birthday of an imaginary figure, the person who invented verbal signaling and to yell at soldiers during war. Verbal signaling to yell at soldiers during war. The secret signals between football players and the fact that if you say Bison 10 Yell repeatedly, it sounds bicentennial. Okay. Come across a lot of crazy holidays, but Bison 10 Yell Day takes top honors. The holiday has several strange reasons for its celebration. The phrase sounds similar to bicentennial. The word bicentennial itself means 200th anniversary. The reason behind the holiday can likely be attributed to someone who was born in 1813. But there is a catch. This person apparently celebrates the 200th birthday, which we, you know, we all look forward to celebrating our 200th birthday. What are we doing here?
Yeah, this is very random.
This is very random and very. I was expecting this to be
actually interesting.
Yeah, this is again like building up to nothing. This is one of those holidays where they really like give you a good like song and dance here, and then nothing. The origins of the day are unknown. Wonderful. So why are we still celebrating?
I love it when they're like, it's you know, for someone who was born in 1813, because you just know somebody.
Yeah. It's always really comforting when the people that are in charge are kind of like, you know what? Have fun with the day, everybody. It's like, well, wait a minute. Follow-up question. Nope. That's all questions for today. But I got a question here. Why are we? We'll go to Melissa's news now. We'll come back. We'll get into four things to look forward to in September. Coming up right here on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Hope you're having a great start to your Friday out there, everybody. I think our bumper music, New Terry, was in today.
Yeah, good. Because I always complain about it. So I have to tell you, I do like that song.
It got tired. I was like, all right, she's going to like this one. welcome back, everybody. 7:42 on the clock. Terry and James here with you. Thanks for kicking off your Friday with us. And your September with us, because we're going to dive into four things to look forward to in September. You get to listen to the Earth, Wind, and Fire song. Remember the first day? No, that's not on the list. In sports.
Shocking.
In sports. Football. Football. Yeah. That's all that matters. Nothing else matters. Football. NFL season starts. College football season starts. High school football is hard in action. Football.
I'm in.
Okay, that's all I got. I used up all my energy for the day. We're excited. NFL season starts a week from today. There is a lot of college football going on. Of course, we're going to have Badger football right here on this radio dial. Big Ten is hard in action. A lot of great games already going on that have already taken place this and that 0 week of the season or what have you. And tennis fans have the U.S. Open through September 12th, or as I'm looking at it as the Serena Williams Open. That's all it is to me right now. I just want to see that woman keep dominating and keep doing her thing for as long as humanly possible. It's National Lazy Moms Day. There is one not lazy mom.
Right.
Man, that woman is impressive. Looking forward to just seeing that continue too. In movies, the live-action Pinocchio remake hits Disney Plus next Thursday. A lot of excitement around that one.
That was not even on my radar.
I think that's more, certainly, it seems a very, like, the group that are looking forward to that seem to be the people like our age that grew up with the cartoon.
Seem to be the liars.
Maybe. That's it. That's absolutely it. Yes. People that just want to
know what to watch for.
Yeah, they just want to feel better about it. Then later this month, John Hamm's Fletch reboot, Confess Fletch, will be coming out. I'm kind of excited about that. A lot of reboots, remakes, I'm not too into. This is more of a reimagining, and I was a big fan of the Fletch movies back in the day when I was a kid.
I never saw them.
I like those. Now, I would never want to have a 5 seconds alone with Chevy Chase. Maybe he's grown. Maybe he's changed. I don't know. But him as an actor and as a comedic talent, I always appreciated. I looked up to him in many ways. So seeing John Hamm do this, I think is very fitting. John Hamm, I think, is of the same cloth of a Chevy Chase, talent-wise.
Does he have any role in it? Chevy Chase?
I don't know.
Sometimes they have a little cameo or something
I hope that he does. I hope that they do. One of the bigger movies that is going to be coming out in the next couple of months, Don't Worry Darling, with Harry Styles starring in it and Florence Pugh. They've got a couple of big names in that one. A lot of people talking about that movie.
He's got a big following.
He does. I had no idea. I'm the last person in the country to get on board and realize, oh my God, this kid is incredibly talented. I was jamming to a song. I don't flip through the radio very often, but in this new vehicle, I'm kind of like finding stations.
Sure.
And I flip on this station, and there's this beat going, and I love the beat. And this kid starts singing, and he sounds like a classic kind of crooner. And then all of a sudden, he starts skibbity bopping and everything in the song, and I'm like, oh wow, he is a true crooner. Who the heck is this? And
Did you use Snap?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect.
And boom, it's Harry Styles. I'm like, oh, I didn't know. I had no idea. He's incredibly talented. Spoiler alert, everybody. Harry Styles is talented. Yep.
Despite what James has said in the past.
I've never actually said one word about him because I don't know anything about him. I've seen the trailers. I've seen enough of this movie where he seems like he's also got some acting chops.
Oh, interesting.
The greatest beer run ever with a bunch of big names in it. That movie is also going to be coming out this month.
Don't you want to just watch that just because of the title?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely will be watching that movie. And one that my sister will definitely be watching, Hocus Pocus 2, will be coming out September 30th.
Oh, yeah. My girls are all over that. I don't like
about
the
that.
First one. It drives me crazy.
It was not my era. I don't believe I've ever even seen that movie. My sister liked it, so I saw like bits of it when I was watching her or something. But yeah,
I've just seen bits and pieces. But I don't know.
You know,
I don't love it. My girls love it.
With movies like this, I look at it as, you know what? It's not about me. And if it's going to make like the generations that grew up on that movie excited and happy, more power.
Oh,
to
sure.
Them,
you know? And they are. Yeah.
And speaking of that, you've got two huge ones coming out this month that are hitting on two of the fantasy world's biggest fan bases on TV. The most expensive TV show in human history. Prime's new Lord of the Rings series lands tonight at midnight. Even if you're not a Lord of the Rings fan, I'm curious to watch it just because of all the money they spent on this thing. I want to know where all the money went. I want to know where all this money went.
And makes that's on Prime.
Yeah. And then Disney's fourth live-action Star Wars series, Andor, premieres on the 21st. Not going to lie, very excited about that. I am a sucker for Star Wars stuff. I admit it. I own it.
I just thought you meant Disney in general.
Yeah. With them owning everything, I might as well be. They own The Simpsons. They own Star Wars. Andor is a series that focuses for anybody that knows the movie Rogue One from Star Wars. That is a movie based on like basically what happened to lead into the first Star Wars and get this whole ball rolling. Andor is kind of like the precursor to that. And it involves a bunch of the characters from that Rogue One movie. I'm a sucker. The first movie I saw in theaters was The Empire Strikes Back. And that's always going to be probably my favorite Star Wars movie because of nostalgia and seeing it in the theater with my dad and my friends and all that. But Rogue One is probably my second favorite Star Wars movie if I think about it.
The only Star Wars movie I have ever seen is Return of the Jedi. And it was because I had an opportunity to go to the movie theater, like you just said, with some. And so I went. That's the only one I've seen. So,
it's one of those things, again, just like with the Hocus Pocus thing. If it's your thing, more power to you. Enjoy. Looking at what else is coming out, it seems like a very big TV show month. Obviously, a lot of TV shows coming back from their hiatus.
Yeah, because there's some that still actually do that.
Yeah.
I notice it gets pushed later and later, though, every year. Yeah. It's at like the last week of September when a lot of them come out.
And you're going to have some of that bleed into October as well. But a lot of us are excited about Rick and Morty coming back, Cobra Kai, Handmaid's Tale, Atlanta, the final season of Atlanta, 9-1-1, Dancing with the Stars, although I've been hearing that they're losing a lot of people from that fan base because they did not like the most current list of stars.
Well, and when they took Tom Bergeron off, that...
What are you doing?
People didn't...
What are you doing?
Like, people didn't love that.
No.
And it was who? Tyra Banks?
Yeah.
And she was...
Well,
she was not great.
She didn't put the work in. And you got to put the work in on a job like that. Like, people take way too lightly people like Tom Bergeron. Like, because maybe he's not the most flashy person or something like that. They take it lightly what he does until that Tom Bergeron's gone. Yeah. And you realize, we need a good MC. We need people who are very good at this job.
And Tom and Aaron Andrews just had a really natural... I mean, they just...
They just
went well together.
Aaron Andrews is incredibly good at working with anybody and rolling with the punches on the sidelines and all that. I could see that. Tom Bergeron, I didn't really see Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, she always just had that lighthearted, kind of corny.
She was just
fun, but they were good together. I haven't watched it. I tried to watch a little bit once he was gone, and I'm just like, no, pass.
I've seen enough of shows where he has MC'd them, where he's been the host of them or whatever. He's one of the best in the world at it. Why would you ever get rid of him?
I know.
And especially for Tyra Banks, which I'm not trying to be a jerk here or anything, but Tyra Banks has a more than her whole basically career, she's known as being an issue and being a diva.
I was just going to say, and she's totally diva. Tom would come out in a nice suit and just host it, and it was about the people. When she was there, the few that I watched, it was all about like...
Her.
Yeah.
That's the last thing an MC should be. My opinion, the greatest MC of all time is Bob Hope. And Bob Hope was, let's even just take what he did every Christmas, for example, and doing the USO shows. He'd make fun of himself, sure. He'd make jokes about Bob Hope, sure. But the majority, what the focus was? The soldiers.
Yeah.
Like maybe the act that was coming up, the young lady who was probably going to sing or something like that for them. But it was all about the soldiers. Like an MC makes it about what the theme is about.
Yeah.
If I go on to FRM Fest, I'm like, hey guys, you guys should check me out on mornings on WFHR. I'm on from 7 to 10, and that's all I do the whole time I'm up there. And then I just walk off stage and the band comes up like, what was that? What was
that's and look at my
job.
New earring.
Yeah. Oh, guys, did you see that? It's pretty cool, huh? I think there's going to be some music coming up. That's not the job.
Right.
Rick and Morty, Cobra Kai, Handmaid's Tale, Atlanta, 9-1-1, Dancing with the Stars, NCIS, The Voice, The Masked Singer, all the Chicago shows, all the Law and Order shows, Bob's Burgers, and of course, the greatest show of all time, The Simpsons, is coming back. It's, I'm just reading what's written
how
here,
many, how many seasons?
They're going to, I believe, their 33rd.
33rd,
okay. And they are signed on to do at least two more.
Oh, wow, yes. Perfect.
Excellent. And wow. And finally, the holidays. Monday is Labor Day. Enjoy the day, everybody. Then there is Beer Lover's Day on the 7th. Beer's Lover Day. What is that? Is that
it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. Interesting. Okay, that's going to be an interesting next Wednesday. Talk Like a Pirate Day is on the 19th.
Arr.
Pepperoni Pizza Day is the 20th. I like that one.
I'm not a fan.
Oh, I love pepperoni
pizza. I'd have sausage hands down any day.
And we got two really great ones to wrap up with. All of these are great, actually. First day of fall is on the 22nd.
Yay!
I'm excited about
that. Best day ever.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for autumn. And on the 29th is National Coffee Day.
Oh, nice.
And that is a Thursday. And that is the day that we have to celebrate around here. We've been trying to, Steph and I have been trying to get a coffee sponsor forever. We got to get one. We got to get one for the show here. Got to get it. We will be looking forward to all of these things and talking more about them as we get closer to them. Enjoy your September, everybody, and really make sure to enjoy your Labor Day. You deserve it. Everybody out there, you deserve it. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR. Terry and James here with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. Got about 5 minutes to take it to the top of the hour. So let's focus on Labor Day a little bit as we are leading into that. And apparently, a lot of us will be celebrating by spending our hard-earned money. According to a new survey by Retail Me Not. 59% of us.
Now we have a minute left.
Right? Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. 50% of us are spending
what? That was good. 59% of us will be looking for sales and deals during the holiday weekend. And the average person expects to spend $178. Who is this average person?
You know, that used to be a thing, though, that summer clearance would start Labor Day weekend.
It's like clearance, clearance.
Right, yeah, yeah. But in, like, my retail days, I mean, that was a thing. Mm. But then slowly, and that was even, and I've been out 15 years, but it was slowly would creep back, right? Yeah. So then it was, like, mid-August, and you're doing that. But traditionally, Labor Day weekend was really when those sales started.
I did just see a report that they are expecting a lot of price drops when it comes to clothing, electronics, and everything as we're leading into the holiday season.
Well, you have to wonder
season.
How much is sitting.
Yeah, there is people who, I don't believe that there is one industry out there that is not sitting on a ton of inventory.
Well, with the price
outside of vehicles.
With the price inflation. Yeah, those are somewhere. Mm. Where are they?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're in the same boat. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Not quite as dire as you are, but pretty close.
The survey found that the best and worst things to buy during Labor Day sales. We're just going to cut right to the heat.
All right,
of this
let's
here.
Cut to the chase here.
The best are grills, appliances, mattresses, and furniture, and outdoor items.
Yeah, because it's all stuff no retailers are going to sit on that over winter. You know what I mean? And they can't send it back because it's all everything you name there is big stuff.
Yeah.
So they're going to try to move it.
It really tells you something if Amazon is telling you, you know what, don't bother returning that item. It's too much for us. We can't have the super big stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm hearing, because I haven't done this, but I'm hearing from people that it's even small items. They're like, no, don't bother returning it. We'll just refund you because they've got too much inventory at most of these places. That's in Amazon. I can't imagine, like, places that don't have that, like, kind of outlet. And you should hold off on buying fall clothes, toys, and TVs, since there will be better sales later in the year.
Yeah, you got to get closer to, like, you know, Cyber Monday and Black Friday and, you know, leading into, don't buy that stuff until, well, clothing, I mean, of course, but a lot of fall clothes are just out, so they're not on sale yet.
It's, do you find it interesting that, like, you were mentioning when you were in retail, and I've talked to others that were in it before, it's one of those things where things do change. I know there's some highs and lows and prices and everything, but that stuff kind of like the traditional stuff. I imagine last year when we did this survey or did this story, grills, appliances, mattresses, and furniture, outdoor items, same things were for
same things. Yeah,
that theme kind of sticks.
It's kind of interesting. Definitely does.
As much as things change in that industry, some stuff kind of stays pretty consistent.
I mean, and you know, here's a newsflash. When I was still at Yonkers, I mean, by September 10th, we had to have Christmas set. Oh, so I here we go.
It. Yeah, it's that. I mean, the holiday season pretty much.
But you know what? I love it. I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah,
I'm totally fine with it.
Honestly, I don't know. I think that in part for me. And it's not, I'm not just focusing on one aspect of a society or life or anything. There's been just enough negativity. I'm done with it. I'm so tired of it that I'm looking for positives, things to be positive about. And the holiday season is
an easy thing to,
it's a very easy one. You would like to think it's one of those ones we can all agree on. And I'm not talking about like how you celebrate. I'm just saying celebrating. Like,
and even just seeing it, right? Like it's just
absolutely
uplifting.
Yeah. The uplifting, that's a great term for it. And looking forward to it. I'll say that much. We are looking forward to getting into next hour, not only Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and making you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Terry and I will kick the hour off with 9 stats and facts for Labor Day. Looking forward to diving into that. And then, of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, we move out of the way, let Ben and Katie come in here from Heartstrings to perform and help us jam into the weekend. It's going to be great. They are such a
always
fun band.
Great, yes.
And it's going to be a really fun show coming up at 9. Everybody be looking out for that right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are WFHR, locally grown radio.